B-Pod Studios.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
I'm a huge fan of your show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The radio is like your kingdom.
This show will have laughter, tears, arguments, infections caused by jacuzzi water.
That was what we call in radio lingo, audio gold.
Radio people are the coolest.
That's just good radio.
We're mass communicating, all right?
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. September 1st, 2020. There you have it.
Yeah.
On this day, 1939, World War II started.
So that wasn't a good year either. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know who started it? Who started it?
Germany, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who'd they pick a fight with?
I hate to be exposed at how little I know about history, but I blame the school system. Even though I've had 30 plus years to actually fix it.
Well, they picked on the country that's been picked on for 1,000 years, Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Poland. Poland stuck between Russia and Germany.
That's the middle child you don't want to be.
You do not want to
be.
No. No, not good. Yeah, so 1939 it started on this day.
Wow. Well, thanks for telling us that.
Well, I just thought
it's a little bit of a... Well, you know what? It puts everything in perspective, so thank you.
Yeah.
So we're all feeling 2020 has been a very terrible year.
Could be worse.
It could always be worse. My mother taught me that.
Right.
Yeah. That's what's great about growing up with an Irish Catholic mother.
Always be worse.
It's going to be a partly cloudy day, high 74. What's the weather in Worcester today? Do we know?
Oh, it's about the same.
Joe.
Well,
is that going to be? I know it's election day for the primary.
It's just one of those things where you're like, okay, how did that get by? But I think that they're bigger fish to fry than an H in Worcester. But yeah, it's embarrassing, and I don't understand.
What did he say to his team?
Maybe they called in the ad with speech to text.
I just guys. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
That full page ad in the paper got by so many eyes, and I feel like the last set of eyes obviously wasn't a Kennedy person.
Well,
because they're like, go with it.
All right, well, let's go with this. So you used to write.
Yep.
So when you submitted your story, how many eyes would see it after that?
Well, before, when the newspaper industry was not decimated.
Right, before it hit print.
Well, my eyes, my friend Jill's eyes, probably my friend Beth's eyes, but that was just me. And then I'd send it to my editor, and then she would send it to a copy editor, and then she would send it, he or she would send it to a slot editor.
Oh my God!
And then you'd
but
send
all those
it to,
people have been laid off.
Yes,
now. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they would send it to, and then there would be another set of eyes.
Wow! So that would, you know,
many, but now there's nobody working at newspapers.
That's what it is.
So
then,
what you
get
is you get Worcester.
You get Worcester. Yeah.
So
anyway,
get a subscription to a newspaper.
Change the sign on the city too.
Yeah,
that's it. Anywho, so that's it's primary day. Good day to vote.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. That's
love
a good
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, there's no
although
rain keeping us away.
You were complaining this morning that it's either too hot or too cold.
I woke up and I was like getting ready. And I'm like, it's cold. I need my warm like robe.
Yeah.
And like 2 weeks ago, I was sweating like a farm animal. So I just can't find a happy medium.
I don't know what farm animal.
I'm Goldilocks.
Sweats. Okay, fine.
Nothing's just right.
Not the porridge, good enough. Okay. Anyway, it's 5:44. We're stuck on the same song scramble we left
still?
You with. Yes, yes.
I'm gonna have to talk to
we're
these people.
Three. That's it. We're disappointed, aren't we?
Made the scrambler mad.
Here it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, at 8 o'clock, we'll see if we can get numbers 4 and 5. We don't want a mad scrambler.
No.
I think he is mad.
The scrambler's very mad.
That's it.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Target. Target has everything on your kids' school list. Supplies for 50 cents, plus jeans from $8 and tees for $4. Check everything off the list with lower prices and hundreds of deals at Target. I was just there yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see the $8 jeans. I wonder if they had Husky.
My jeans are from Target, and they're super, super comfy.
Well, that's good to know.
Yep.
I like it. All right, what's cool?
What is cool?
Yeah.
Remote learning. The bright side. The only thing is you have to be kind of rich.
Remote learning, the bright side.
Mm-hmm.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brian.
Okay.
What do you have?
One of the, I think one of the biggest movie franchises, Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
There's something new coming out for Rocky. Big anniversary's coming up.
You know?
It's a franchise that won't end.
Yeah, well.
What's your favorite Rocky movie?
This could be the one.
Really? Okay. I kind of like 3 with Mr. T.
See, Clubber Lang.
Oh, no. That was too scary for me.
That was good.
Dead meat. I was like, ah!
What do you predict for the fight?
Which fight?
That fight. Clubber Lang. Remember?
No.
What do you predict?
No.
Pain.
Pain, right.
Pain.
See, I like that blacked out at that point because I was so scared.
Yeah, right? Little LBF. Well, you were just little LB then.
I was.
Yeah, you didn't get the F yet.
No.
No, that came later.
Boy. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sure did.
Yes, you did. Oh, boy. Coming up, I will tell you about a... remember the Sting song, Police Message in a Bottle?
Yes.
This is the creepiest message in a bottle ever, I think. We'll see what you think coming up. All right, let's hear it, LB.
Okay. So everybody is a little bit stressed out because of school, and a lot of places have gone remote completely.
Right.
There's a lot of stress. Mm. Well, hotels, they're getting wise to it, and they're offering schoolcations, and I'm into this. I unfortunately don't have that kind of money.
Schoolcations.
All right, Four Seasons, Punta Mita in Mexico. They offer 24/7 tech support for all your distance learning, a poolside screen doctor to clean your laptops and iPads, a study buddy nanny to sit in on kids' classes and supervise, and even poolside study cabanas with Wi-Fi chargers, headphones, and snacks for kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Great Wolf Lodge, Howl and Learn package lets kids attend Wiley Schoolhouse, a special spot for e-learning with staff on hand to provide support. Recess breaks, physically distanced yoga, craft project, Poconos.
Yeah.
Not for newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
Monitored learning with nature hikes, arts, crafts, PE, and safe socialization for kids. So,
and champagne tubs.
Champagne, right?
Right.
That's
glass tubs.
Have you ever seen that?
No, we used to give away tickets to those back in my old station.
Oh, really?
People loved it.
Did they?
Honeymoon suite.
I just feel like that needs a good scrubbing.
Yeah, I bet it does. Now more than ever. All right, so that's good.
Anyway, just schoolcation for you.
Schoolcation. It's going to happen this year. All right, Brian.
All right, well, coming up in November is the 35th anniversary of Rocky IV. Mm. You know, Rocky and Drago.
Right.
And just this week on his social media, Sly Stallone posted, for the 35th anniversary, Rocky IV is getting a new director's cut by me. So far, looks great. Soulful thanks, MGM, for this opportunity. So we have a new cut. But you know what's... In the comment section, if you read further down, people were asking, because that was the movie with the weird robot that they gave Polly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Polly kind of had a thing going with the robot.
Yeah, it was weird.
And in the comments, Sylvester Stallone said, the robot is going to the junkyard forever. No more robot. So they're cutting the robot out of this director's cut.
Come on.
Do you remember? Here's a little clip of the robot in case you forget.
That's my girl. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
It's a nice song.
It's my favorite. You're the greatest. See you, sport.
See you. No, Polly, who taught it to talk like that? She loves me.
It was weird, but the thing is, they filmed a lot of stuff that didn't make the movie, like when the robot and Polly started bickering like an old married couple.
Oh, wow. I'd like to see that movie.
That would be kind of good.
There you go.
Anyway,
can't wait.
No robot.
All right, finally... Would you ever throw your loved one's ashes into a bottle? Would you?
Well, yeah.
If they wanted to spread his ashes?
Yeah.
A woman from Kentucky threw a message in a bottle containing her husband's ashes into the ocean during a Florida trip. The bottle was found 2 years later in Spain.
Yeah.
This woman, Mary Witt of Somerset, Kentucky, said she took a trip to Daytona Beach with her family 2 months after her husband Jerry died suddenly. She decided to put Jerry's ashes in a bottle with a photo and a note and threw it into the Atlantic Ocean.
To be found by
Yeah.
That's weird.
And it was found in Spain by the Alvarez family. So there was a phone number. They contacted her. It said, what do you want to do with your husband's ashes?
Yeah.
And she said, please spread them into the Atlantic.
Why didn't she do that?
Yeah, well, why? Right.
I mean,
what are you doing?
I don't
know.
So
it made it across the Atlantic, and this strangers sent her a video of showing her wishes in action.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That seems a little bit dark. I mean, you know, if you find a message in a bottle, it should be, like, from a little kid. Like, here's Brian from, like, you know, Massachusetts, and I love puppies and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
It shouldn't be some dead guy.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, Jerry.
Interesting example.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Hey, thanks to listener Debbie. She just called. We were talking about the lady from Kentucky who put her husband's ashes in a bottle.
Yes.
Off Daytona Beach.
Right.
With a message in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrived in Spain 2 years later.
Yeah.
Spanish family found it, called her, and she said, go ahead and please spread them. Deb's husband died, she said.
Yeah.
And they actually buried. She did it herself.
Buried him in the sand.
With some relatives. They buried his ashes in the sand.
Oh.
I like that.
Yeah, that
becomes
seems,
one.
Yes, right.
Then you're with.
I think the message in a bottle thing just puts the onus on somebody else to figure out what to do.
That's
with
a
it.
Lot to find.
Yes.
It is.
It's
you know?
A lot. That's a big find.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't like if you find this, you know, here's $50, go buy yourself a drink, whatever. You know, it'd be nice.
We've spread ashes at sea,
yeah.
And, you know, out on, got a boat, went
do
out.
They,
and,
do they float or do they sink?
They kind of spread across the water. You really just need to watch out for the wind. Ooh, if that wind whips out, it whips comes, up, look out.
It's back at you.
Yeah, it's not good.
There's Uncle Fred again.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Very peaceful. Very nice.
Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is fun. There's a parrot. Is it a cockatoo or a parrot?
It's a parrot. Bob.
We want to make sure.
Bird.
It's a bird. It's a singing bird. Okay.
Yep.
Who does an uncanny impression of Beyonce.
Really?
Would you like to hear
I
it?
Would love to
do,
hear it.
Do you remember the song, I Wish I Were, If I Were a Boy?
If I Were a Boy, yeah.
Remember, how's that go?
It's basically like, you know, if
well,
I Were a Boy.
Well, let's see if you can sing better than a parrot.
All right, come on. Just play
let's
it.
See, let's see who sings it better.
Nice.
if I Were a Boy.
We'll give you a cracker.
That's it. It's 6:30 and I'm about to wrap it up.
No. So check this out. This is a singing parrot with Beyonce.
If I Were a Boy, this evening. If I Were a Boy, this evening.
I would pay to see that in concert.
Would you?
Rather than Beyonce.
No.
I would. I'd see that first. Now, that
would
get more fun out of that. Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty good. I got to say, that parrot can definitely sing If I Were a Boy better than I can. But I will take the cracker.
You like the cracker. That's good. Okay, 6:30. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Ellen is a jerk. Exhibit A. We have the evidence. Boy. Now it's audio. And Ellen versus Mariah.
Order in the court. You're piling on.
I love piling on.
I know you're piling on the witness.
I love a mob mentality.
Judge, she's piling on here. Please.
I'll allow it.
Okay. All right, that's coming up in 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let's get into Dirty Laundry. LBF's raring to go.
Okay, let's call this episode of Dirty Laundry Piling On. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so obviously the Ellen DeGeneres story is taking up all of our time because we have nothing else to talk about because we can't talk about politics. So anyway, Mariah Carey opened up about her uncomfortable interview with Ellen DeGeneres It was when Mariah was sort of pregnant. Well, you know, pregnant, but keeping it secret. And this is how Ellen tried to get it out of her. Here we go.
People are saying that you're pregnant. There's rumors.
Don't discuss that.
All right. Well, you don't have to answer.
No, that's okay. No, honestly.
You don't have to answer.
Do I...
Let's just toast with champagne and decide.
But they've been saying that since we... I can have some champagne. It's just fattening. So,
you can have champagne?
That's not champagne because you can't
No, it
have
is.
Is it really?
Yeah, you want to taste it?
I can't believe you did this to me, Ellen.
What?
No,
yeah.
Are you trying
I'm
to
not
just...
going to ask you if you're pregnant
this
or not.
This is peer pressure.
Say.
You see what Ellen is doing? This is peer pressure.
Let's toast to you not being pregnant. If you're not pregnant, then
oh,
we should...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How about to the future?
Yeah. You can
and
really...
for both of our futures, who knows what they hold.
Okay, oh, cheers. We found cheers. Out.
It's too early for me. Yeah. I only drink it after 3 p.m.
Yeah. You're pregnant. You're pregnant.
No,
you
I
are
didn't
pregnant.
Say that. No, no, no. Look. My mother would be at home like, yeah. What no. are you talking about? Well, no, we will let you know when we're going to have
No,
family.
You won't.
No, you won't. Sure. First of all, it's just like, it's such a sensitive topic, pregnancy,
just let it go.
Anyway.
Right.
Just, like, do the one joke. Like, the thing is like, yeah. Do the champagne, and then she says, no, 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 just laugh it off. But the fact that Ellen kept doubling down on it showed that she kind of likes... to sort of make people uncomfortable. And I think we already knew that, but one of the things that I had read and actually talked to somebody about who worked with her is that she did like to create those very uncomfortable situations, not only with her guests, but with the coworkers, and that is a toxic work environment.
You got to read the room.
Exactly.
You
Mariah Carey said...
she was trying to move on. Like, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She said, Mariah told Vulture, I was extremely uncomfortable with that moment is all I can say, and I really have had a hard time grappling with the aftermath. I wasn't ready to tell anyone because I had had a miscarriage. I don't want to throw anyone that's already been thrown under any
Wait
proverbial bus.
So when she was clinking, she had already had the miscarriage?
No.
Or she had it earlier?
Earlier.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
Shortly after the show, she then had another miscarriage. So obviously it was very difficult for Mariah Carey to get pregnant, and she's not going to tell the world about it until she feels comfortable, which is her right.
Yeah.
She said, empathy can be applied to those moments that I would have liked to have been implemented, but what was I supposed to do? And she's caught, you know, on TV. She can't just... everyone thinks Mariah is a diva anyway. Can you imagine if she stood up and left the room and when Ellen was at the top of her game? That being said, I know that, like, Ellen is getting a lot of crap, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that she is a woman, because there are a lot of lousy hosts of television shows. David Letterman was not a nice person.
Yeah.
And also slept with the interns. So, but yet he's like,
okay. Only defense for guys like Letterman, he didn't pretend he wasn't a jerk. I mean, he was just,
that's
cranky.
That's true. He was,
you know what I mean?
He was like, that's what Howard Stern said to Ellen.
Own it,
you're kind of a grump. Yeah. But she can't now. She spent her whole life being the kind person. Be
right.
kind.
Yeah.
All right. And finally.
Rewind.
Dating. I swear that this girl just does the rounds with the whatever. Minka Kelly is dating Trevor Noah. They've been together for a few months. Yeah. Now, she was last linked to Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy. Not bad, Minka. Chris Evans, excellent choice. Derek Jeter. And Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah.
I had dinner with him once. He didn't ask me out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
it. He was looking for Minka.
Who isn't, Bob? Who is not? Look at me. Minka is beautiful.
Minka. What is that name, by the way?
Minka. Yeah. It's not from, you know, Louisiana.
Why? You don't think? I was wondering.
Yeah, probably like some sort of...
Well, if her name was Minka, you know, something exotically Eastern
but
European.
But just Kelly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, if you have a last name Kelly, you want to like jazz it up, merch it up in the beginning.
I see what it is.
Yeah. Minka.
Hey, look, it's a mink coat.
I mean,
coat.
You know...
I'm going to call her Minka.
I would name a kid after a mink coat.
You know who's having
nice
a birthday?
Nice looking.
Brian Bell's favorite Top Chef host is 50 today.
The big 5-0?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Who's that, Brian? Padma Lakshmi.
Like
huh?
Her.
She looks good.
She's probably putting something in a bikini
terrible.
Today for her birthday.
Yeah, you know, 50 is the new 20 because
she looks good.
She looks great.
Yeah.
And Kyle Richards just posted a picture of herself in a white bikini, and she's 50.
Yeah.
And of course, J-Lo did that at the beginning of this pandemic.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
I should've.
Guess, well, you're not 50, so, you know, you still have time.
I got a lot of time.
There you go.
Not that much time. A lot. Say it. Say a lot.
I got a lot of time. Yes. You're no Padma.
Hey!
I mean, time wise, you're not 50. Not even close.
I can cook.
In a bikini?
Yeah.
All right, good. Bye.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We should play Frank Sinatra, My Way.
Regrets. Had a few.
Had a few. Yes, indeed. We were just talking in the studio yesterday. Summer's over. Here it is, September 1st. Hard to believe. Wow. It is for me. Summer just flew by.
Yeah, it's the weirdest year.
Maybe because there wasn't a lot of events. You didn't mark
there
it
were
with,
no,
oh,
yeah.
I went to this concert, we did that.
No.
Every week, everything's the same.
Right.
So you don't have, there's a mundaneness to it. But maybe you have some regrets.
I do.
Quarantine regrets. Mine, I'll just tell you what it is.
Okay.
Way too many fisherman's platters. I'm a sucker for those.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They are very good.
With piled high.
Wow.
I know. It's like you're just like, I can't decide. I want everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you put it all on one plate? That'd be great.
We did. That platter would be actually better. Yeah. We do. And I'm a sucker for tartar sauce. That can't be good for you.
Yeah.
Am I right?
It's not.
Yum.
So
lumpy mayonnaise.
Yeah, lumpy mayonnaise with relish. So I regret maybe one too many fisherman's platter.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
I regret it all started with the meat pie.
refresh your
I think what I
want to
backtrack and say, I regret binge watching the British baking show.
Okay.
Because that put us into a place where we were baking constantly.
Right.
And coupled with my inability to want to exercise has become a problem.
Right.
And like,
well, listen, the meat pie, if I remember, you did this. Dave made it very early on in the quarantine.
It kicked it off.
So it was
how
a
do you
pie
kick off a quarantine? Meat pie.
With meat pie. Now, it wasn't a circular pie.
It was a circular pie.
It was a circular pie.
It was a pie like that. It's not like that sort of shallow pie. It was a very deep pie.
Deep dish.
Yeah. It was more like a four-layer cake of meat.
With like a buttery crust.
Yes, with a buttery crust.
What were the meats again? Do you remember?
All the meats.
All the meats.
All.
I think it was just meats. It was like it was steak.
You could see where he was drawn into that.
Yeah, and, exactly.
So that just started the, well, not even a roller coaster. It was straight down.
Right. And I had a friend. I have a friend who lost 40 pounds on this.
That's crazy.
Not eating meat pies.
Not eating meat pies. So it's like I can see what could have been.
Right. It all started with a meat pie.
Meat pie.
Dave's fault. Brian, do you have any regrets? Quarantine
well, you know,
regrets?
I feel like because we've been, you know, kind of locked in since March, it just changes the way you think. And you think, well, that
Why
seems
not?
Like a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Over the weekend, we ended up getting a cat.
Wow. You got
I don't
a
know
cat.
How that happened.
A cat?
Yeah, an older cat, like a
two-year-old
a mature cat
from down the street.
So you adopted
a cougar.
Only 2 year old.
I don't really know how it happened still.
That happened fast because you weren't looking
very
for
fast.
A cat.
We weren't really looking for a cat, but it was like the neighborhood cat, and my little girl, who's six, loves this cat and plays. It's a very nice cat. It comes around our yard. And
what's the cat's name?
It's Ryan the cat.
Ryan?
Ryan the cat.
It's an Irish cat.
So, you know, and the family a couple doors down that had the cat had another cat, and they had kittens. And we said, oh, maybe we should get a kitten. And we thought about it. And we're like, nah, I don't think we're going to get a kitten. We asked my little girl, should we get a kitten? She said, no, I only like Ryan the cat. I'm like, oh, okay. Dodged a bullet there. Woo!
Yeah.
Well, this past weekend, we found out that the family
Ryan
down
was
the
available.
Street
Ryan.
So, was going to send Ryan off, and we said, well,
you saved Ryan.
Maybe we can
so
take it.
So what
we saved
is,
the cat.
Now, who's doing kitty litter duty? And
I
and,
deal with animal feces at the house for our dog.
What?
Vomit, anything. That,
that's all on you?
That's, yeah, I take care
oh,
of that.
Oh, man. Instant regrets, but that's a good for the kids.
The worst.
Come to find out, though, my wife comes from a long line of pet rescuers from neighbors. Like my mother-in-law, their neighbor passed away. She took the cat, even though she didn't want the cat. I remember that cat. It was a mean cat. And my wife's grandmother
was
did
grieving.
The same thing.
Wow.
So long line of
cat rescuing.
Yeah, I don't know. How does it treat your couch? Is that the regret?
Well, you know, my kids don't treat the couch well already.
All right,
already,
so fine.
Yeah, fine. Claws, he still has claws,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Not the 80s, Bob.
Yeah. 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 Roaming around.
Well, cats with claws is very 2020.
Yeah.
Keep them. I had a cat with a grudge, let me tell
you. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so any quarantine regrets you want to share for True Confession Tuesday, 888-410-1057. Just ask somebody, get it off your chest.
Yeah, exactly. It feels good to admit that the meat pie derailed me.
What did you do during quarantine that might have been a regrettable decision? Let's see if you have a few. 80s and more. But Bryan Adams and Somebody. Sounding good. Coming up, 7:55. Your shot at $1,000 with our $1 million scramble. This has been a tough one. This number 17, because there's going to be 20 people who play.
Hopefully.
Ultimately, who get $1,000.
Yeah.
Then they have a shot at the $1 million playlist, which is 7 songs you need to put in order, okay, for $1 million.
Wow.
But you got to get our next song scramble.
This is a roadblock.
Yeah, this is it's a tough one. So stay tuned for that. We're talking about True Confessions and regrettable things that we've done during quarantine. Here's one from Russia. They call this story Nightmare Fuel. Just give you a heads up. There's a woman in Dagestan, Russia, who recently took a nap in her yard.
Okay, first of all, that was a mistake.
She's got regrets. When she woke up, she wasn't feeling right, so she went to the hospital. The doctors found, while she was asleep, a 4-foot snake had crawled into her mouth and down her throat. There's even a video of the doctor removing the snake from her throat.
How did she? That must have been a fast-moving snake, because how'd you get down the throat without her?
She must have been wide open. Snoring.
I guess.
Yeah, just wide open.
That's, first of all, never sleep outside.
Some people there say, this isn't even rare. It's normal to warn people not to sleep outside because of that scenario.
It's not rare.
Yeah. These things happen.
See what I'm telling you about being outside? I don't know why people don't listen to me. I was outside for 20 minutes on Sunday planting plants, and I was miserable.
Were you?
Oh, and there were
Who's
worms.
Who's miserable doing plants?
Oh, this bending
That's
over,
good
this
for
digging
you.
Holes.
Yeah.
I was filthy. Underneath my fingernails were filthy.
No. They were dirty?
Yes.
What did you do?
I planted something.
Why didn't you get some nice little gloves? Whatever, flower gloves.
I went in. You know what? I know a poor workman quarrels with her tools, but I just didn't go in it right. I went in like willy nilly. I grabbed a shovel. It was like burying a dead body. Really, I grabbed a shovel, and that was it.
You could have got some cute little, flower gloves.
Maybe I'll ask for that for Christmas.
We can't have dirty fingernails. Well, can't have that.
At least I didn't bump into a snake.
There you go. Another regret down your throat. Okay. Coming up, dirty laundry. What do you got?
Okay, Netflix is going to help you watch even more TV during this pandemic. Mm. I seriously, at this point, have watched so much TV. I watched something recently that I'd already watched and didn't realize it until like 20 minutes
Are
in.
You kidding?
It happens.
How many times has Netflix said, are you still watching it? Yes, I'm still watching it.
Yes.
Stop judging me.
People love it when you lose. 7:42. Let's see what's in the laundry with LBF.
Well, we are piling on Ellen DeGeneres because that's my job.
Yeah.
A new couple is in town. But first, Netflix is going to ensure that we watch more TV. Because they are going to let you watch Stranger Things and other content for free for non-subscribers. By the way, I am so behind on Stranger Things. What is it, 4 seasons or 3?
I don't know. I've watched them all.
Haven't watched them
it's
all.
It's 2, right?
Three.
It's 3 seasons.
I know that, yeah. I'm like 1.5 in.
Okay.
So Bird Box, Murder Mystery, Grace and Frankie, excellent show. The Two Popes. The problem is, don't get too worked up about it because
it's a trick.
It is a trick. Okay. It's not really a trick, but you have to. They will let you watch a few episodes, not the entire season, so they will grab you.
Oh yeah.
And then they'll.
That's not fair.
It's a little fair because that's what you know.
I guess.
I have so many streaming. How many streaming services do you have?
Well, we just do 3. Netflix, Hulu, and Prime.
Okay, you?
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, I think I have all of them.
Really?
Quibi.
No, I don't have Quibi. Yeah, you're like, you go way in.
Not everything.
I got Disney Plus. You know, we got kids.
Oh, yeah,
like
that too. Right?
All right, Mariah Carey, she opened up about how Ellen DeGeneres made her feel pretty bad when she went on her show. She said Ellen wanted her to admit that she was pregnant. Mariah had already suffered a miscarriage. She wasn't ready to share that she was pregnant, and this is what happened.
People are saying that you're pregnant. There's rumors.
Don't discuss that.
All right, well, you don't have to answer.
No, that's okay. No, honestly,
you don't have to answer
me.
Let's just toast with champagne and decide.
But they've been saying that since we...
She wanted to be done.
I can have some champagne. It's just
take a sip of champagne.
You can't have champagne?
To a person
that's not champagne, because you can't.
No, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, you want to taste it?
I can't believe you did this to me, Ellen.
What? No.
Are you trying to
I'm not going to ask you if you're pregnant or not.
This is peer pressure. You see what Ellen is doing? This is peer pressure.
This is what happens to you not being pregnant. If you're not pregnant, then we should...
Oh, my goodness.
You backed into a corner. Get the picture. Is that you start to joke about it, like, you know, and then everyone's like, oh, she's just having fun. But in those situations... There's one person who's not having fun.
Yeah.
The person who's like, ha, 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 ha.
She had miscarried before?
She had trouble getting pregnant.
She didn't
want to
talk about it.
And so she didn't want to talk about it because it's very personal. Mm-hmm. And then after the show, actually, she had another miscarriage, which is why she didn't want to tell anybody because she didn't, you know.
Nobody's business.
Nobody's business.
And this was 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she still was upset about it.
Well, she said to Vulture, she said she was extremely uncomfortable. And I wasn't ready to tell anybody, and I don't want to throw anyone that's already being thrown under any proverbial bus, but I did not enjoy that moment.
Piling on, Ellen.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. When somebody's accused of something and then all of a sudden everyone comes out of the woodwork to say, yeah, she is like this, you might want to believe it.
Yep.
It's a really disappointing.
I'd say the evidence is mounting.
It is mounting.
Yeah.
I wonder if her show is going to ever come back. Because I know, remote, it's just no good.
Well, she'll apologize and then, maybe. And then move on. Yeah.
All right, and finally, new couple alert. Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly are dating.
Oh, yeah. So Brian did a deep dive on the Minka Kelly name.
Yeah, because I thought, oh, maybe it's Russian and
Minka.
I just wanted to look up some Minka.
So what's the story with Minka?
Her mother just made it up.
Her mother just made it up.
No, Minka. Not like a family name,
Minka.
Just made it up.
Wow.
Huh.
There you go.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's 40.
She could be called
gorgeous.
Anything and look.
Her mother was a Vegas showgirl.
That is so cool. I would love. Well, I mean, I love
good
mom,
backstory.
But what a really fun thing. My mother's a Vegas showgirl.
Yeah.
And her father used to play guitar with Aerosmith, and Steven Tyler used to babysit her.
Look at that.
Well, that explains.
And then I fell down a wormhole on her Instagram, and I just
got
back.
No, don't know. Wow.
Boy.
Went down the Minka.
That was great.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
finished. No. Let's be done before anybody gets in trouble. I'm going to wrap it up.
Just want to
save you all from yourselves.
I'm done. I don't care.
Okay.
No, I just was wondering where Minka. I thought she was.
It
was a Russian name.
What?
I don't know. Mom made it up.
Made it up.
All right, Brian. Come out of the hole.
Okay.
And your favorite cook is having her 50th birthday today.
Oh, yeah, another
favorite going chef. Back down a wormhole in Instagram.
Her name is?
Padma Lakshmi.
Padma.
No wonder
love
she's
Padma.
Your favorite cook. It's not like Ina Garten.
Yeah, I love Ina.
I love Ina, but also,
who would you rather have dinner?
I would rather have dinner with Ina Garten.
Yeah, me too.
Ina Garten doesn't wear a bikini and walks away from the camera with a little tushy hanging out.
Is that what Padma does? Brian,
that's
come back.
But he follows her on Instagram. Bye.
Okay. Figure out where the name Padma comes from.
Yeah.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Let's say good morning to our player today from Waltham. It is Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
You ready to play Super Smart?
I am.
All right. Good. Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I work at the cold storage warehouse right up the street from you guys.
Oh.
Wow.
Wonder what's in cold storage.
Food.
Cheesecake?
Yeah. Steaks in there?
Yeah.
Steaks.
We've had that.
Oh, wow.
Sounds good.
Okay. That's a fun job.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sarah. You know how
I would
this
definitely
works.
Have a microwave in my office.
If you work
smart woman.
Thaw some of that out. Sarah, you get all 10 of these questions right, we're going to give you $1,000. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. All righty, then. Don't forget, if you're not sure about one of the questions, say pass. We have time. We'll get back to it, okay? Right back if we have a minute. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
What's 9 plus 8?
17.
True or false? Emma Nutt was the first telephone operator.
True.
World War II started when Germany invaded this country.
Pass.
Who was the first president of the American Red Cross?
Pass.
Bill Rancic was the first winner of this reality TV show.
Pass.
True or false? The first minimum wage was 25 cents.
True.
Nashville is the capital of which U.S. state?
Tennessee.
What shoulder should you throw spilled salt over?
Left.
This comedian played Violet Newstead in the 80s movie 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton.
Christmas Island is a territory belonging to which country?
Pass.
World War II started when Germany invaded this country.
England.
Oh, close.
Close. They were same area.
Yeah, in that area. They went to war. No, that's not it. But you got 5 correct. So there you go. Here's what you missed,
Sarah. All right, World War II started when Germany invaded Poland.
Aha.
The first president of the American Red Cross was Clara Barton. Mm-hmm. Bill Rancic was the first winner of The Apprentice. And let's see. This comedian played Violet Newstead in the 80s movie 9 to 5, Lily Tomlin. And Christmas Island is a territory belonging to Australia.
Geez, you think it'd be the North Pole.
Right.
But it's not.
But it's not. That's where they trick you.
Yeah. I thought it was the land of misfit toys.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, boy. We have a bunch of jokesters around here.
Well, you know, I was impressed that Sarah knew Emma Nutt was the first telephone operator. That's true.
Today's Emma Nutt Day.
It's actually Emma Nutt Day. She was the first operator back in 1870-something.
So I feel like you should celebrate with peanut M&Ms.
For Emma
Get
Nutt.
Get it? Emma Nutt?
Yeah, Emma Nutt.
See, I can joke too. Not as well.
Nope. Sarah, thanks for playing. We have a $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's.
Yay!
That's very cool. I go there all the time.
Well, now you're going with our money. $100, okay?
That's cool.
Enjoy
Thank
it.
You.
See?
Thank you very much.
Stay cool at work today.
Yeah.
And okay. The puns keep coming. I'm sorry.
All right, Sarah. Thank you for playing. If you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, and just go
endure
to...
Endure this.
No. Hey, she got $100. Not your
Yeah,
average.
But she paid dearly.
No, she's we're
we
cool.
All did.
We're all
she
cool.
She gets to go out to dinner.
Yeah, right?
That's right. Just go to WROR.com. Say, LBF, if you want to play the home version of the game, what should you do?
Just go to WROR.com and play the multiple choice version of the game.
I can't wait to hear. Well, no, Emma Nutt is true or false, so that's you don't need multiple choice for Emma.
No.
Too bad.
No. You love Emma Nutt.
It's a great name. Emma Nutt is a great name.
It's good.
You're a nut.
Yeah. Lately
I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, so coming up with cool things, LBF, what do you have?
Well, if you have to learn remotely, I have a great way to spend that time.
If you have to learn remotely, and you're rich. Okay.
Well, yeah, I got to check out the prices on
this. All right, check those out. Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right. A big director's cut, Rocky IV, is coming, but it's what's not making the movie that has me concerned.
Yeah, you're bummed out about that.
A little bit.
Yeah. And LBF mentioned this earlier in this show, in her news, you may have missed it, but Get ready for the drones are coming.
The sky is falling.
They are.
I'm telling you.
Weird, weird
stuff. Is that Henny Penny or Chicken Little?
It's Henny Penny.
Okay.
Oh, no, Chicken Little. What did Henny Penny want?
I don't know. She was crazy, too. I feel it. I got it. I have a panic disorder as well. It's fine.
I forgot about Henny Penny. Thank you. I'll be able to
Henny Penny's nervous.
Yeah.
Nervous little Penny.
Okay.
All right. So if you have to learn remotely, don't be so upset about it because you can actually take advantage of this time, especially if you're rich.
Yeah.
Because hotels, desperate for people to come stay with them, are putting together a schoolcation, and they're offering packages with tutors, study rooms, outdoor activities, and all the rest.
Yeah.
Four Seasons in Punta Mita, Mexico.
Whoa.
They have 24/7 tech support. They have a study buddy nanny.
Study
staff.
Buddy. Everybody needs a study buddy.
Poolside study cabanas with Wi-Fi, and then Great Wolf Howl and Learn package that you can attend Wiley Schoolhouse. It's for e-learning, and you have recess breaks and yoga and craft projects and the Poconos. There's arts and crafts, PE, safe socialization.
So they're saying leave your house for schoolcation.
Yeah, because you know what? Yeah. Mm. Like, what's a good thing about being remote is you can do it anywhere. So why not do it with a pina colada in one hand and you're looking at the ocean in the other?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So you're really just adding the ocean for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you can do what this young girl did. Brian, where did this come from? She was doing some online learning. And didn't know the answer, yeah.
Yeah, the new way. She was doing her online learning in college and played that audio when she was asked a question.
Oh,
and then
she
was like, oh, you're bad connection. We'll ask somebody else.
She was doing a schoolcation.
Honestly, smartest.
That's pretty
smartest
good.
She got out
idea
of it.
I mean, not
keep
correct
that,
for her. But
keep that noise handy.
Okay. What? I can't hear you. Okay. What's cool?
All right. November is the 35th anniversary of Rocky IV. Mm. And to commemorate that, Sylvester Stallone has been working on his own director's cut of the movie.
Okay.
That should be coming out in November. But he just posted about it, and in the comments section, there is one memorable aspect of the film that is going to be cut out entirely. Here's a little clip.
What the hell is that?
That's my girl.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
It's a nice song.
It's my favorite. You're the greatest. See you, sport.
See you.
Nobody who taught it to talk like that?
She loves me.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
That weird robot that Rocky gave Polly as a birthday present because nobody liked Polly. Mm. Rocky, Sly Stallone, says he's cutting that out of the movie entirely.
What?
In the comments section on his Instagram post, said the robot's going to the junkyard forever. No more robot.
Why is he so mean?
Why
don't
cut
know
it out? It was in the movie.
I like the robot.
And that was so like 80s. Like, whoa, we're all going to have robots. Look how rich Rocky is. He's got a robot. So
with a nice lady voice.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Polly did that himself. That was a little strange.
That's a little weird.
There was actually footage of Polly and the robot that didn't make the movie that I was hoping would make the director's cut.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Anywho.
Oh, well.
I like Rocky III with Clubber Lang, you know, Thunder Lips, right?
Yeah.
With really?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. Oh,
no,
yeah.
Hey,
that was
I didn't
a good
like
one
that one.
Didn't like that one?
It's too scary.
Yeah?
Dead meat.
What are you going to predict for the fight, Clubber?
Pain.
That was great.
And then I cried.
Excellent, Mr. T.
Thank
great
you.
That was a good Mr. T. Pain. And finally, Amazon says federal regulators have approved its application to use drones to deliver packages as an air carrier. It's going to happen. Now, the designation by the FAA will allow Amazon to start commercial drone deliveries of small packages. It's known as Prime Air. They say they still have to clear several, you'd think, regulatory hurdles and technical issues before its drones can begin service. They've been testing it since 2013 with a goal of getting the customers their package in 30 minutes. So the company just like that.
Yeah, forget it. I'm telling you, the sky is going to be falling.
Well, no more than 5 pounds. That's the
still, coming down from a drone, that's going to leave a mark. So Henny Penny and Chicken Little, by the way.
Yeah, who's
Henny? Same person.
What?
Yeah, like Henny Penny was the crazed chicken in one story, and Chicken Little was the other crazed. It's an American versus European.
But glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah. I sure did. I love a chicken with a panic disorder. I understand.
Henny Penny. Okay. So Henny Penny was Chicken Little.
What?
Henny Penny's Chicken Little. Chicken Little's Henny Penny.
I think when it came over to the United States, Henny Penny became Chicken Little because we're a patriarchal society.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Wow. We're almost to the whole show.
Okay. Almost, Bob. Almost. But I sneaked it in.
Yeah, it is.
Those roosters.
And nothing but trouble.
8:37. 105.7 WROR 80s. Some more. It's Bob, LBF, Brian. Partly cloudy, 74 today. Really nice for September 1st. Down to 62 tonight. Tomorrow, pretty much the same thing. High of 74. So how about that? Maybe some showers later tomorrow. The rest of the week looks really nice. So RIP for the Fours. Made the announcement yesterday.
Oh,
closing after 40-something years. That's really too bad. Another victim of COVID-19. Obviously, just there's no business. There's nothing going on at the Garden, so we lost a great place. I saw a lot of people on Twitter talking about it, especially a lot of sports
fans. I've been to the Fours maybe once
and writers.
Twice.
Yeah,
but
too bad.
Oh, I know. Like I understand it. Like everyone has a favorite bar, especially like that one that's been around for 44 years. Mm-hmm. So many memories. Probably people met there. You know, like,
and they would have been fine otherwise, right?
Right.
They would have been fine.
Exactly. This is. I mean, there's so many places. This is just the latest. The Friendly Toast in Kendall Square.
Friendly
shut
Toast.
Down. They have a couple other locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yesterday, a lot of them were yesterday when it was just like the end of the
September,
month.
September.
Couldn't do it.
Just, you know, can't go on.
Can't.
It's tough. And if you're only doing, you know, what, limited indoor seating and
you're a bar.
Outdoor, and you're a bar.
Yeah,
right?
It's a bar. It's not a restaurant necessarily. I mean, they have food, but like primarily you go there to have beers and wings.
Before it, after again.
Yeah. And so how can you do that? You can't, especially if you can't do takeaway without, you know, beers. And it's too bad.
That's too bad. And it's getting colder, so the outdoor places are going to be struggling as well.
Right? You know how I feel when a bar shuts down.
I know.
I mean, 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. is my least favorite time of the day.
Yeah, well, this,
so this is even worse.
You play taps then.
Yes.
Anyway, so that was sad news for everybody. And the Bruins are out, so even,
can't even go and drown your sorrows.
You can't even go there.
Boy.
Oh, jeez, okay. This is depressing.
I know.
Do you have anything good to talk about?
No.
Well, you want to hear a funny parrot sing Beyonce?
Sure.
I could do it.
That might
lift
me out.
Here it is.
The
car
was a boy.
There you go.
The car was a boy.
There you go. Feel better.
That's, you know what? Thank you.
Beyonce,
I feel a little better.
If I were a boy, a nice little parrot.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, good. Not
roads.
Pitchy at all.
not pitchy. Dog, and not at all. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. It's 8:54. Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
We're not going to take it. Okay, speaking of Twisted, did you guys... This has a happy ending, this story. A 3-year-old girl at a festival in Taiwan got tangled up in the strings of a kite. Now, these aren't just any kind of kite.
Not like a Ben Franklin kite. This is like a kite with a giant
long tail.
And
fabric. And,
yeah, you know, it's
very
huge.
Exotic.
Sport kite.
Yeah,
sport kite.
Yeah.
So... she got tangled up in the string of one of those kites and was lifted more than 100 feet in the air. Can you imagine how horrifying that would be to see your 3-year-old 100 feet in the air, and she was whipping around
there? Yeah, crazy.
Luckily, it was a short ride.
Yes.
Okay, so here's that. Here's how it happened. So she whipped up 100 feet in the air.
Whipped around a little bit.
Whipped around, and then as she was
down,
sweeping down, they pulled her down and grabbed her.
Before
she had a loop-de-loop.
That's
scary. It actually kind of looked fun.
Well, you know what? They have rides like that.
Yeah, they do. Mm. You know,
yeah,
like,
not ones
like when
I'd
you
go
jump on.
On
the trampoline with the ropes and you go jumping around.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Lucy
kind of
loves that.
So
they used to have it
girl.
At a mall up in the North Shore.
Yeah, that's what it looked
they
like.
They took it down.
But no net. So
yeah, that's scary.
But she's fine.
Okay, thanks for letting us know.
That's good news.
So if you're going to fly a kite this weekend, let that be a lesson to you.
My mom and dad were there. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, you know what? That's why Chubby is better.
I couldn't have said it better.
You know?
Chubby,
I mean,
you're going to need a bigger
feet
kite.
Firmly planted on the ground.
I want you to watch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.